So they had some entertainment.
Oh yes, on Fridays, and we look forward to it on during our lunch period. That's when we had it.
Now, was that day shift? Or,
that is a day shift. Oh, well, they had it on all shifts. They would have it, you know, for all shifts.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Somebody
yes, they'd have someone too, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Probably be a different day, you know. But when I got on days, it was on Fridays, I remember. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Because I seen, you know who was there? Spade Cooley was
really?
There one time. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And, someone told me, maybe, I don't remember which part it was, that Paul Robeson came.
Oh, he did?
I was just trying to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that might have been a different.
Well, it could have been. He could have been. Uh-huh.
So you remember Spade Cooley?
Yeah, I sure do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Was there anybody else that you can remember?
I can't remember now who was with Spade that day, but I remember Spade Cooley was there one day. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. One Friday. Mm-hmm.
Did, was there ever any kind of special social event or anything sponsored by the company, like a dance or anything like that?
Nah, they could have, honey, but I don't remember. Uh-huh. And I didn't go to dances, so I can't remember whether they did or not. They might have had some kind of special event.
Were there any clubs or anything like that that they might have had? Like interest groups or anything?
No, I don't remember that. No.
Was there a company newspaper?
Yes. Uh-huh. And, you know, my picture was in, it was a write-up about me in it, and I can't find it. I looked for it so I could let you see it.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna look for it again so when you come the next time.
Uh-huh.
If you're coming the next time.
Yeah,
they had a nice write-up about me in the paper.
Uh-huh.
It was called a Star. I think the Star.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, was that at North American?
North American. At North American. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And did they, do you remember around what time it was? Was it after you'd been with them?
After I'd been with them a while.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was it when you were on day shift?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to get back to that. You were on swing for how long?
Oh, now we're 3 months. At
training.
The training, and then I imagine I worked about 6 months on swing.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Then I went on, that's when I asked to be transferred to days.
Uh-huh.
After that.
Did that work out better
for you? Oh, it did. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It did work out better.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you sweat more?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Uh-huh, yes.
And then I imagine, then were you also,
able to see more of your family working a day shift, or I was trying to think with swing shift,
it seems about the time your husband would be going back on.
Oh, yes. I was able to be with them more, you know, with all of them,
uh-huh.
by me going on days,
uh-huh.
you know, because in the afternoon, well, then I wouldn't see them until I come back home, you know. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. It made it better.
When you were on swing shift, what was your daily routine like?
What you mean, going to work?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, like, between at home
mm-hmm.
and
well, I'd get up and, you know, you have to do the cleanup
uh-huh.
and, wash the children's clothes. Well, I had a machine and everything, but I had to do it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And see about their clothes and everything. And my mother would help, too. Uh-huh. She'd do most of the ironing for me. Mm-hmm. I'd help her out, and that was the biggest trouble, is keeping up with their things, keeping their clothes ready for school for the next day.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so,
because she would feed them in the morning, you know, and everything.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And before she got there, before she came out to stay with you,
mm-hmm.
how did you?
Well, my husband and I, we managed between the two of us.
Uh-huh.
Yes, oh yes, he was very good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So
very helpful.
He would help out with the
yes.
household
uh-huh.
too.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then how early would you have to get ready to go to work to be there in time for the swing shift?
For the swing shift, I'm trying to think. Did we go to work at 4:00? I think it was from 4 to what, 11? something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I only had to leave, I left home about 3:30 because I lived on the east side, and I caught the bus, I mean the streetcar at Compton, and I had to transfer. Because it is on Venice and Figueroa. Well, I went to the Figueroa transfer, Vernon and Figueroa.
Uh-huh.
I transferred to the bus there, and then it wasn't no time before we'd be down at 14th in Venice is where we went.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went by streetcar, and the cars passed right by the place, and I was only a block and a half from the streetcar where I lived,
uh-huh.
So that made it good.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And so then when you got home, it was time to... Okay, go to sleep.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you went onto the day shift, your daily routine must have changed.
Oh, yes, it changed.
Mm-hmm. How did you work out? Were you working, how many days a week were you working?
5 days at one time. And then later on, we had to work 6 days.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But I was working 5 days.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did, when you were working the, five days.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be off on weekends?
Yes, Saturdays and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Be off on Saturdays and Sunday.
Uh-huh. And when
mm-hmm.
you work six?
I was only off on Sunday.
Only Sunday?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, when you had the day shift, how did you manage your other activities? Like doing shopping and...
Well, my husband did the shopping.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I would write down what I need, you know. He did the shopping.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, he was very helpful.
Uh-huh.
And all the way around, you know,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. With the children. He could cook, wash, sew, mm-hmm. and so bake. When they have birthdays, they all got their birthday cake. If I wasn't there to bake it, he'd bake it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was your name was it? Houston at this time.
No, Lamoth.
Lamothe.
L-A-M-O-T-H-E.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And so he was able to help you out
mm-hmm.
with those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get off, was the work any different, the pace or anything different on the day shift?
Oh, yes, I think it was a few pennies different. You got paid about 6 cents more an hour, I think, on the swing shift than you would on the day shift.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did there seem to be more work during the day or anything, or did it was it about just the same?
For my work, it was about just the same.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Were you able to do the very same thing?
Yes.
Was there any difference besides the hours as far as working the two?
No. Mm-mm. No, the people were nice on days, too.
Uh-huh.
Supervising the lead man, mm-hmm. and the people around you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, your husband would help out with the shopping and
bedding. Oh yes, he would do the shopping. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when you get home, what would happen? Say after you got home from work on the day shift.
On the day shift.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd you see, my mother would have my dinner ready.
Uh-huh.
I'd eat and rest a while, and then I look in and see what the children need to be done, because see they eat and clean up their rooms and things, and
uh-huh.
They see that their chores is done, but see, because their father was there too. And biggest thing I'll do is to see after their clothes, you know, for school the next day, and see that they all got their bath and got to bed.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you have any social life?
Not too much. No, I didn't. No, we didn't go out. I'd go to church on Sunday, like I told you. I'd go to church. That was my life,
uh-huh.
going to church. And sometimes we would attend a little social affair once in a great while, you know. Mm-hmm. But we'd go to church on Sunday, and that was about it. Mm-hmm.
Was there any time when you were, people would say, come by and time or watch your work when you were working at the plant?
No, not at North American. At Lockheed, they timed us, you know, they mm-hmm. with timing the jobs, how long it should take you to build it, and the one that would time you, they couldn't get it out in half the time they give us.
But when you were at North American,
No, we didn't have that. No, because I guess at that time things was pretty critical, you know, with this war going on. Uh-huh. We just had to go on and get this work out. Uh-huh. There wasn't no time for timing people, you know, at that time. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned to me that the work you did, you had to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get a time when you could go and sit down for a while, or were you pretty much on your feet the whole time?
Well, you was pretty much on your feet the whole time, because you see, with the line moving, uh-huh. you had to be there when it got to my station. You know, and I would just, you know, every 10 minutes that line would move to another, you know, just move down. And so you had to be there in order to get your work done. Sometimes you might not be as lucky as the other time and get it done as fast, you know. Sometimes you'll be a little slower getting your bolts and things adjusted and all of that. And seeing with the line moving, so you really had to stay there. Mm-hmm. Then if I'd have to take off, sometimes the lead man would come and work on it until I get back, so I wouldn't get too far behind, you know. Mm-hmm.
So if things didn't get finished, there was always someone to sort of...
Yes, uh-huh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Were you free to walk around?
Well, you had to be careful, because, you know, with a lot of people working, like I said, I worked on the platform, and there was other people on the floor working. So then you had to be careful, mm-hmm. so you wouldn't trip on them or something, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did they mind if you wanted to go to, say, another part of the building or anything like that, or did they want you to stay in the same place?
Well, they want you to stay in your same place at the time. Now, at the line, sometimes they would stop the line for a few minutes. Well, then you'd be able to go off, you know, in another department or go to the restroom, whatever mm-hmm. you want to do.
Yeah.
But you had to be back by the time you got started, uh-huh. you see. Mm-hmm.
Were you ever held up because of parts not being there?
No, not at North American.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm, no.
So it was pretty much continuing?
Yeah, it was pretty much continuing all the time, uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You'd mentioned to me that you had women friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That
you ate with. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Got acquainted
with. And, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you get to know any of the men who were working there?
Yes, I had quite a few of them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was your relationship like with them?
Well, we were just friendly, you know, just high and keep going.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did
And one of them, I used to ride with him. He'd pick me up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you
mm-hmm.
carpooled?
Yeah, we carpooled. Uh-huh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And was he...
He was working on the line, too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did there seem to be any difference in how the older men and the younger men...
got along?
Yeah.
No. They uh-huh. seemed to get along pretty good.
Uh-huh.
From what I can remember, yes, they got along pretty good.
Did they relate to the women pretty much in the same way, or...?
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So... No,
it was just a friendly atmosphere, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if there's ever any kind of teasing or if men ever made advances.
Oh, advances and well, I don't. I guess it did go on there, but not up in where I was working at, I think.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I would hear the women in the restroom talking. You know, I guess it did. Some of it did go on at that time, but not where I was. I think, 'cause I was strictly business. I was there to work, and that was it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So did you?
You know, it's according to how you carry yourself sometimes too around these men and things. You know, and they always respected me. I respected them, and they respected me. And that's what I looked. You know, that's what I was looking for out of them, and that was it. That's all, 'cause I had a home. Children, a husband that I was proud of, and that was all.
Mm-hmm.
I was there to work, and that was all. Mm-hmm.
Did there seem to be any difference in how the older women and the younger women got along?
No, they got along fine. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see no difference, not at that time.
Did you feel any kind of separation between people along racial lines or ethnic?
Well, we had a little of that, and it was a girl. She was, I forget what part of the South she was from. They hired her, and she was sent up in our department, and she was assigned to work with another girl. She didn't want to work with her because she was black. Mm-hmm. So they fired her. They told her, you know, they couldn't have that. She had to work wherever she was assigned to work with, whether it was black, white, green, brown. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we had that incident twice in my department, and that was all.
Uh-huh.
After that, everything went on smoothly.
Were there people there, I mean, we've talked about there being white women and black women, were there any Mexican or Chinese?
You know, I don't remember seeing any Mexicans. It was only white and black at that time.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember seeing any Mexicans, but Mexicans, it worked, but, I mean, later years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But at the time, I really don't remember seeing them.
Did the white women seem to mix in?
Oh yes. Mhm. Uh-huh. Yeah, they did. They mixed in fine. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes.
During lunches and things.
Yes. Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah, we'd eat together. Mhm. Uh-huh. Didn't make any difference.
Uh-huh.
Mhm. They were there to work, and we were there to work.
Uh-huh.
Mhm.
So they seemed to. Did it just seem to you that? I know we talked before about things that were happening outside the
Yes.
U.S.
Uh huh.
And it sounds like there were some real. Separation
mm-hmm,
between
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
communities,
yes, mm-hmm.
the inside the plant.
Together. And no, uh-huh. No, they were real nice.
That must have been kind of a new experience.
It was. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about that?
Oh, I felt good because I felt like I could get along with anybody.
Uh-huh.
You know, we all are human.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just like a rose garden.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh. See, we have different color roses.
Yeah.
Mm hmm. But they're still roses. Mm-hmm.
And it seemed that the other people felt the same way.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, was from what you're telling me, from like being in the South and the things that happened
mm-hmm.
there, that
mm-hmm.
There was a distance
yes.
between people.
Oh yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh yes.
And you didn't feel.
Oh no, I didn't feel that there at all. Uh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
I see. Did the women seem to be concentrated in certain kinds of work, or were they spread out all
over? They were spread out all over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were spread out. Mm-hmm.
Was there a union?
Yes, it was a union at the time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Which union was that?
The UAW.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like a CIO union at the time? Or,
no, I can't remember if it was the CIO union. It was a union, but I really can't remember exactly the title of it. No,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I know now it's the UAW at yeah. North American, and Lockheed is different. It's machinists.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there was a union when you hired on at North American?
Yes, they told us about it. Mm-hmm, yes.
Did the company tell you, or did the union contact you?
Now, how was it? Was we contracted by the union or the... I know when I went to Lockheed, they told us where I was hired about the union there.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember just what happened at North American, whether it was the union people that got those to us. I think it must have been the union people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Had you had never been in the union?
No, because I had never worked anywhere.
Uh-huh.
That was my first job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Had you heard anything about unions before you went there? Or?
I think I had read about them, uh-huh. about unions. Uh-huh.
How did you feel?
Was organizing.
Before you went to
Well, at first I didn't quite understand what they were talking about until later, you know, what the union meant.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yes. After I got a job and I found out what it was all about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I didn't pay any attention to it when I wasn't working, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you learn about them during your time at North American then? Or was that Or did you learn more about them at
Lockheed? Oh, I learned more about them at Lockheed.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So during those war years, when the Union came to Kentucky, did you join?
I think I did join. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh. Did they have dues?
I think they did have. You had to pay dues, but how much? I don't know.
Did Was Union already going then when you...
Yeah, when I found out about it.
Uh-huh. They were just trying to get...
No. I think it was already organized.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You decided to join them?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And did they, what did they... Do you remember what they said they would do, or...
Well, you know, they explained to the people, you know, if you had any grievances and things, the Union could, you know, fight for your grievance, you know, and everything. And they explained the different situations. Uh-huh.
Did you ever go to a meeting for the Union?
Not at North American, but at Lockheed I did. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make any use of the Union when you were at North American?
No. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
So it was just...
No, and it's just there. Just there, uh-huh. Well, because I had no reason, uh-huh. You know. I had no grievance or nothing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't attend any meetings. I didn't know about the meetings, uh-huh. So.
Did they seem to be very visible or very active at North American then?
I don't think, I really couldn't tell you.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember.
In terms of what
clear in terms, uh-huh, yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could have been, but I just don't remember about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, say just in terms of, I mean, without saying whether they were in general, but from say where you were working,
mm-hmm.
Did you seem to have a lot of contact with Union people? Or?
No. Uh-huh. No, they didn't. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see, where were you living in Los Angeles?
At 4325 Lima uh-huh. Street.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, that's on the east side, one block east of Compton Avenue. Uh-huh. And Vernon Avenue is across street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was it just your family in the
just,
country?
Yes, just my family.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Was it a house?
Yes, oh yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you rent it? Or
no, we were buying it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, you had previously, it seems to me, you had rented a house.
Yes, uh-huh, yes. We were renting before I bought this place. And we started purchasing it in 1935.
So mm-hmm. that had been, you had already moved into it and been in it.
You know, oh, yes,
five
uh-huh.
or six, well, almost 7 years.
Mm-hmm,
when
mm-hmm.
you started.
Yes, uh-huh.
And was housing in general, I mean, did you, during the war, did it seem that housing was a problem in L.A.?
Yes, it was a problem, uh-huh, because there's so many people coming here to work in these defense plants.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. A lot of people had to rent rooms and things. They couldn't get a house, so they had to room with families. Mm-hmm.
What was the east side like at that time?
The east side was pretty nice at that time.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't run down or nothing, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Was it pretty well racially mixed, or was it mainly...
Yes, uh-huh. It was racially mixed. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Was there... Did there seem to be any... tensions?
No.
So were you around other black families where you lived?
Yes, some of them, uh-huh. It was where I lived at, we had 1, 2, 3, 5 white families was on my street.
Uh-huh.
And they all, six white families.
Uh-huh.
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we all got along.
And were the schools also mixed here in Los
Angeles? Yes, but in that area, see, those people, they were well up in age. Their children were grown.
Oh, uh-huh.
Uh-huh, and gone. you know, and all. So you did have a few white and a few Mexican, very few Mexicans at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it was a few white and Negroes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who arrived were older and had...
Yes, uh-huh, yes, they were all older people, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And everybody seemed to...
Oh, yes, everybody got along well. Mm-hmm,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did, now you had mentioned that you divided your household casa pretty well. How big was the house that you were living in?
I had four bedrooms,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh, and a service and a porch,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, and I had two baths,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
kitchen, living room, dining room. Mm-hmm.
How did you divide up all these people into in your family?
My family?
Uh-huh.
Well, on the service porch, I had bunk beds for uh-huh. my boys.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I had bunk beds for them,
mm-hmm.
and in their room. And the daughter, she had her bedroom.
Did she have a separate room?
Yes, she did. Uh-huh. She had her separate room. Mm-hmm. And I had my room.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then the other bedroom, my mother had it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So she
mm-hmm.
had her own room?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then the boys were just together in bunk beds on
the porch? Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
Did rationing or any of those kinds of things?
Yes. Yes, we had rations. I do remember you had to go and get stamped for shoes for the children, you know, and then rationing on food and stuff. You know, you had to be lucky enough to be at the market, Safeways especially, and that's because that's where we shop with Safeways. And had quite a few Safeway stores in those days.
Uh-huh.
And it was a really nice place. Safeway and Ralph, too, because Ralph is still there
mm-hmm.
on Vernon and Figueroa. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, sugar was rationing, mayonnaise was rationing, butter was rationing, everything was rationing. But we got along because I would get enough stamps, you see, with the family I had. And they had a special place where you had to go to get the stamp for their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did they give any stamps out where you were?
No. It was a special office. This was on Vernon and Central, I think, where I had to go to get the stamps. Each area had their own offices, you know,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm,
uh-huh.
to get stamps for different things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the gasoline.
Gasoline ration, too. Did your family have a car?
Yeah, we did. Uh-huh. Yeah, we had a Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And your husband used that to get to and from work?
No, he'd walk to work.
Oh.
Because where we lived at, this was on Lima Street. He worked on Alameda.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine it's about a mile.
Mm-hmm.
So he would just walk to work.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But we bought a car, I think, in 1940. 40 or 41, we had a little Chevrolet.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I learned to drive in 42 when I was going to North American. A girlfriend of mine, she taken me out and... taught me how to drive.
Uh-huh.
Because my husband taking me out, but he couldn't teach me. So I told him, I said, now look, see, because in those days you had to shift, and I couldn't shift, the car would jerk, you know. He said, baby, as long as you've been riding in the car, I say, honey, riding in the car and driving the car is two different things, so let's go home.
Uh-huh.
And when I get ready to drive, I'm going to drive this Chevy or tear it up.
Uh-huh.
So I learned how to drive. Been driving ever since.